Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, right now you're listening to Championship. That is Championship Battle Rap here on It's Real Talk Radio. And today we have an interesting discussion. We're going to be talking about the infamous punch from Diddy serving Drake. It's crazy. Like, you know, I think we all are like kind of stuck in awe. I mean, you know, we've known Diddy to get in incidents before, but I don't recall ever hearing him just straight just pimp smacking somebody. Like, Diddy got his pimp hand strong right now. And I don't know, man. We're seeing a lot of different mixed reviews. Some people are, you know, on Diddy's side, and they're saying that Drake deserved it. And some people feel like Diddy was just bullying Drake and that he wouldn't have done it if it was someone like Suge or someone like that. So we're going to be getting into all that action, and we're also going to bring on a guest later on in the show. But meanwhile, I want to introduce my guest co-host for the night by the name of Miss Tempest. So, Miss Tempest, what's going on?
What's up? Nothing.
What's up? Welcome to CBR, that's Championship Battle Rap, here on It's Real Talk Radio. You know, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Yes, yes. I heard you was talking about the Diddy and Drake incident. Oh, gosh, Drake is always getting into something, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, we know Diddy from prior incidents. I mean, the most, like, you know, known one other than, you know, Biggie. I mean, yeah, the Biggie thing, but that wasn't, like, actually him. It's just that he was there.
Right.
But the Shine situation, that was, like, you know, directly, like, him, like, from my understanding of it, like, Shine was defending him and, you know, somebody was, said something, I don't know, it was so many years ago, but he was defending Diddy, long story short. Somebody was trying to, you know, carry Diddy or, you know, threaten Diddy or something, and Shine defended him and pulled out a gun and shot it in the air or something, shot it in the club. And then Shine ended up going to jail for good. How many years? What, like, Shine was in jail for a long time, like close to 10 years or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
He was in jail for a long time because remember, J-Lo was dating Diddy, but after that happened, J-Lo stopped. She stopped. She cut him off. Like, she stopped dating him. Like, they almost immediately broke up after that incident. And that was the thing that we know. We most known from Diddy as far as, like, getting into stuff. I mean, it was other stuff. Like, you remember the Making a Band, and he sent them to Brooklyn for a cheesecake? I know you remember.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
So it was, like, little stuff like that. But this right here, I never seen him just, like, heard of him just straight pimp smack at somebody, man. Like,
right? I think,
how'd you feel about that?
I feel like, first of all, Drake being in something don't even, like, surprise me. Diddy, on the other hand, when, you know, you hear Diddy, it's not so, like, all the time. It's not so very frequently, you know? But
right.
Drake, he's always in something. So it was like, oh, really? Like, again, Drake, really? I'm more of on Diddy's side because, you know, I was Diddy, I was so disrespected. You know, a lot of people thought that it happened over a girl, which is, when dealing with Drake, something that you can, you know, imagine happening. But you know, it wasn't over a girl. You know, later we find out it was over a song that they were supposed to do together. And Drake felt, you know, that Diddy was taking his precious little time and did it by himself. So Diddy felt totally disrespected, which in my eyes, I was so disrespected too, you know? If I was supposed to do a song and the person thought I was taking too long and did it by himself, and then plus the song was a hit. It was big, so that made it even worse of the fact. And Diddy felt totally disrespected. And I agree with Diddy. Like, I agree 100% with Diddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the 0 to 100 joint.
Exactly. Right. Right.
You know, it's funny because I was reading in the comments, a lot of people were saying that Diddy just would have messed it up anyway, so why is he tripping?
Oh, God.
I can't tell you how many comments I read where people were saying that. I mean,
yes,
how do you feel? Do you agree?
I agree with that. You know, I'm not trying to shade Diddy or nothing. I really feel he would have, you know, kind of messed it up. Because, I mean, come on, Diddy, he deserves to be behind it. You know, he deserves to make it happen. But I don't feel he's made for that type of stuff. I mean, of course, you know, back in the day, he did his little thing, but that was back in the day now. He don't fit in the new days. He's still stuck in the old days. So I feel, you know, it wouldn't have been such a success if he was on the track anyway.
Yeah, but from what I read from TMZ, they're saying, like, see, I was thrown off. Originally, I thought that Diddy happened to have a beat, Drake happened to have a beat, right?
Uh-huh,
and,
right.
They both got the same beat, but it was fair game. Whoever put out theirs first, and Drake put out his first,
right.
And Diddy got mad. Then, after reading the TMZ report, I'm like, okay, so now it seems that they were supposed to be on a song together, but
right.
Drake got impatient because Diddy was sitting on it for 8 months, and Drake went on ahead and did it and put it out. And they were also saying that because of the success, it's not just the fact that Drake put it out, but the fact
right.
that it was successful pissed Diddy off. And Diddy called Drake over to him when it was at, like, the same club.
Right.
And same place, or I think it was a club, though. And Diddy told Drake he wanted to talk to him, and they said Drake just kind of brushed him off. And once Drake
yeah.
brushed him off, Diddy said, "That's the last time you're going to disrespect me," and closed hand smacked him.
Exactly. But Drake is disrespectful. He's feeling himself. But I feel like Drake is feeling himself too much. And I feel he deserves it. If you ask me, he deserves it 100% because he is disrespectful. He is very full of himself. No, I'm on Diddy's. Diddy's all up. No matter if he would have made it a success or not, I'm on Diddy's side. Because he is disrespectful. But especially because when the song was released, he didn't even, you know, him and Diddy haven't even crossed, you know, pass or anything, didn't talk to Diddy all until, you know, they had to run into each other at the nightclub, you know, for them to speak to each other. So I thought, you know, Drake was running from it, you know, my opinion, how you, you know, do something. So I think it was very conniving of him. You're supposed to do something with somebody and go behind that person and do it anyways. He deserved a smack. He deserved a smack.
All right, so how long, I'm sure a lot of people agree with you, but how long do you think Drake should have waited for Diddy before he said, "Screw this, I'ma just do it myself," because he's taking too long. He waited 8 months. Should he
right.
wait a year and a half? Should he have
yeah,
not
no.
done it at all? Diddy didn't do it. Like, what was he supposed to do?
No, I'm saying, you know, I agree. You know, that's a little too long. You know what I'm saying? But you know, maybe if he could, you know, talk to Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, had something, you know, told Diddy at least before just going ahead and doing it. You know. Did it more manly, you know, more mature about it, you know what I'm saying? Then I don't think it would be a big deal. But instead of just doing that, you took it upon yourself and do things in your own way. And that was very, you know, and not even a sneaky of him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I got mixed feelings about it. It does to me seem kind of like, well, it's like Drake doesn't have that reputation of being hardcore, of being out that mob, of being gangster or, you know,
Drake.
Hood or anything like that. So it's like, you know, you would want a man of Diddy's stature, you would expect it to be on somebody that's more of a respectable opponent. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like somebody like,
right.
Let's say the rapper, the Game. Now, if you smacked him and ain't nothing happened, you would get all the G points in the world. You know what I mean? If it was 50 Cent or if it was like T.I., I mean, anybody that has that reputation of, like, not playing games with people, you know what I mean? It's like, I could, even Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, people will say what they want about Lil Wayne, but I've seen Lil Wayne on camera. Like, Lil Wayne don't play with people. Like, I've seen Lil Wayne, right, smack somebody at his own concert. You know what I mean? So if you did it with somebody like that, then I would understand it. I would see it more as far a formidable opponent. But I mean, it's Drake. I mean, he makes songs a lot for the ladies. I mean, he got his songs where he just straight get his MCing on, where it's just like, I'm gonna show y'all my skills. But he does a lot of songs for the ladies. He doesn't have that reputation. He doesn't even give you that impression that he's out that mob, right? So it's like, why you need to smack him? Why you just, all
right,
I'm going to see you in court. Or I'm going to send my, you know what I mean? I'm going to send you the bill. You owe me something. But, like, why did you have to physically assault him? That's what I was saying.
But Drake is always in the midst of something. Like, back in 2012, you remember he had a fight with Chris Brown over Rihanna.
I never really found out what that was about. What was? Do you know the story behind that, what that was all about?
All I know is it's over Rihanna. And they're at another club once again. It was another club. And things got out of hand, and they ended up fighting. But it was all over Rihanna. I mean, Jake is just all over the place. And then he had another little brawl with Chris Brown in 2014, just last year, when Drake felt that he was messing with Karrueche. Like, Drake is all over everybody's. That's why I said I wouldn't be surprised if it was over a woman, because Drake is all over everybody. Like, Drake is just, he's everywhere.
I don't know, man. I heard that Drake ended up smashing Chris Brown's chick while Chris Brown was locked up. Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. That's what I was talking about Karrueche. You know, I don't know if that's true. But, you know, I'm not saying Karrueche's a saint either, because Karrueche's just a gold digger. So I don't have no doubt in my mind that probably happened. You know, it's not said that it was. Drake even denies it. But I don't know. When dealing with them two, anything is possible. anything is possible.
Mm. Man, the drama in Hollywood. They should come out with a new reality show. Just Hollywood drama. Like, just all big name people, and like just following the drama that they get into. Like, screw all this basketball wise, hip hop. What is it? What's the name of it? I can't even remember the name. Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. Love and Hip Hop. Like.
Right.
When I catch those shows, right, for me, it's just like y'all showing the people who know, like the baby mothers and the ex-girlfriends of, like, athletes and rappers and producers and stuff. Like, y'all ain't really showing the people that's popping now. Like, y'all not giving us Nicki Minaj, Wayne, Drake. You know, y'all not giving us Rick Ross, Meek Mill. Y'all not giving us the people that's popping right now that's still selling records. Y'all giving us the people that had their time already. If that, you know, y'all even giving us them, or even worse, y'all giving us, like, ex-girlfriends and baby mothers of people who are successful. And it's just like, okay, like, wasn't Kevin Hart's ex-wife on one of them shows or something?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think you're talking about the Housewives, right?
I don't know, man. I don't even really. I try not to entertain those shows, but you know, unfortunately, my lady watches those things, so sometimes I just can't help but to see it because she loves it. So I can't help but to see it sometimes. But yeah, man. I mean, I don't know, man. Because my thing is like, I feel like they're taking. When it comes to hip hop, you know, I'm a musician myself, so I'm like passionate about it, and I feel like they're making a mockery out of it with like doing these types of shows where it's not even really putting you in the studio and showing the build up of an album and what the music is like and what the artist grind and struggle is like trying to get a successful album out. Y'all just showing us all the shenanigans, and it's like, well, if y'all gonna do that right, y'all might as well just give us a show, like I was saying, like with like maybe like Wayne and all of them, like the big name. If you're gonna do it, at least do it right. Give us the big name people, take us inside their world, follow them around, and show us that the people that's popping right now, show us their families and their issues. That's more interesting than this love and hip hop crap and all these other shows. Yes. That's just my opinion, though.
I agree 100%. Like, I don't like those shows either. Like, I don't even watch it. Not even sometimes. I don't watch none of it. But, you know, when something's going, you know, down and everybody's talking about it, I might, you know, just look it up a little bit, you know, just to see what people are talking about. But other than that, I don't watch that.
Yeah, man, it's just like,
I'd rather see who's popping. Now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, man, I don't know. I think I'm a little biased, but I don't know, man. When it comes to Diddy, it's just like, I just don't even know how to take Diddy, you know? Because, I mean, let's keep it a stack. He's a influential person. I mean,
right.
When last time I checked, they said Diddy was worth like what, $600 million or something. I'm like, for real?
Yeah,
he's worth a lot of money. He is when you look up entrepreneur. One of the 20 names that pop up, you'll see Diddy's name right there. Like,
right.
He's on the forefront of entrepreneurs. He,
right.
Remember when he first came on with Biggie, you know, I mean, you probably was like, you know, you probably was a little young thing back then, but, I mean, I'm sure you know the history about that. When Biggie, when he first came out, they wasn't like, I mean, they was doing it, but they wasn't like crazy rich or nothing. They was just getting popping.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to go from where he was with till now, it's like, wow, that's impressive. And it's motivational and stuff. But then you look at stuff like, man, so Sean defended you, and that's supposed to be your man. Like, he, when you want to talk about taking one for the team, if busting your gun and doing jail time for your man or your producer or your coworker, whatever, if that ain't taking one for the team, then that term shouldn't even exist anymore.
Yeah,
and it's like, Diddy gets Johnny Cochran and Sean just got somebody. I don't even know who they got, but it wasn't Cochran. And from my understanding, Diddy pretty much cut Sean off after Sean was locked up. Diddy just left him hanging a rot. And it's like, meanwhile, Diddy back to living his life, but he was locked up for defending you. Like, what's up with that?
Huh.
Like, I still would like to know an explanation. I still would like to hear an explanation for that. Because it's like, all right, you making money off of these artists. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You rich because of them. But it's like, all right, your artists defend you, and you leave them stuck in jail. Would you just leave them hanging?
Yeah.
And that's just that? And you just go on living your life, making your $600 million while an artist that busts his gun for you is locked up, locked away to rot. I mean, like, what's your thoughts on Diddy as a person? Like, you know, just Diddy as a person. Like, how you feel about Diddy?
Diddy as a person, like, he has his little ways too. You know, I don't agree with a lot of he does at all. Like, especially like you just said, he just left a person that was, you know, held him down and took the. Say whatever for him, and he just left him hanging. Like, that right there is like, you're supposed to be the OG of the game. Like, you're supposed to set the example, and you're doing that to your people. That's why everybody
now is doing what they're doing to their team. You know, you right now you hear about the Lil Wayne and Birdman situation. They, you know, having it. Everybody right now breaking up, so it's not really the same no more at all. Like, and Diddy just him doing that, it don't represent how he came out. Like, that's not the person that he came out to be. You know, when Diddy first came out, you wouldn't think he would do something like that. But now right. he's doing everything. You know, that he you wouldn't see him doing. So, that's how I feel. He ain't the same no more.
And from my understanding on Diddy's history, he has raped a lot of his artists. Like,
yes.
Financially butt raped. Like, I mean, no anal grease raw with it.
Right.
Like just straight porno style. Raped his, artists that he's had on his label. And it's like, every time I turn around, it's like an artist talking about how, you know, they were signed to Bad Boy, and then they didn't get what they said they were supposed to get. Like, you know, they ended up in these crazy contracts that they didn't know with all of these clauses, hitting clauses,
right.
And now they're broke. I mean, they got a successful platinum album, double, triple platinum album, and they broke. They only seem like 50-100 grand out the album sales, all types of stuff. Like, every time I hear stuff about Diddy and Bad Boy, it's always shady. It always sounds shady to me.
Huh?
Along with Birdman and Cash Money, I'm sorry to say, but that's just what it is. If you were an up-and-coming artist, would you feel comfortable signing to Diddy, signing to Bad Boy?
I wouldn't at all. I mean, even though, you know, he did, like you said, you know, successful, he, you know, system and all that. No, because it sounds like to me that he going to leave me hanging after a while. So I wouldn't do it at all. I wouldn't.
Hey, you better not bust your gun, that's for sure. Whatever you do not bust your gun for Diddy, man. That's 10. That's a guaranteed 10 years. Busting your gun for Diddy. He is not going to get you out. Like, you on your own. That's crazy. If somebody bust that gun for me, I'm sorry. Like, I'm spending, like, I don't care what I got, other than, like, my kids' college tuition money and stuff like that, other than that, other than making sure everything is handled at home and stuff, I'm going to take whatever it takes. If I got to take a huge financial hit and just make up for it later, because I know I'm good at what I do, I'm going to make the money back.
Right.
Man, I'm getting my man out. Are you serious? And even if I'm unable to do that, and let's be real, R. Kelly got off of peeing on a, 12, 13-year-old girl. So you can beat that case. Like, let's be real. If R. Kelly can beat it, you can beat it. You got the money. Money talks, and we know the rest.
Money talks.
You know what I mean?
He didn't want to spend that money on him. That's the thing. He knew he could have. He didn't want to.
That's crazy, man. It's like,
Diddy,
man. All this money you made off of people, man, and you got people that's willing to ride for you. And that takes us back to the whole Drake thing, because it's like, damn, like, you know what I mean? All right, all these years later, Diddy got to be what? We can easily Google search to find out, but I'm assuming he got to be pushing 50. He has to be. And it's like, damn, like, you ain't, like, I mean, you haven't prospered in life. Like, you haven't upped your game. I'm not talking about financially. I know you upped your game financially, but finances isn't all what makes a man. I mean, you're a father. You got kids that's probably not too far from Drake's age. I know Diddy got kids that's, like, already graduated high school that's, like, in their 20s.
Right.
And it's like, damn, Diddy, you know what I mean? Like, that's your result. Like, that's the example you're setting for the youth. Like, I mean, you're the same one. You've seen what happened to Biggie with all that street stuff going on. You see what happened when the streets get involved. People get hurt and killed. And it's like, your result to responding to Drake is to physically assault him. Now, you got an entourage. He got an entourage. What if your entourage got the beef in it? Somebody, one of your entourages got shot and hurt real bad or died. All because you want to be putting your hands on people. Come on, Diddy.
Right. I feel he could have, you know, a different way. But at the same time, like I said, Drake deserves it. Like, it could have been anybody. I don't care if it was, you know, Lil Wayne, because, you know, Lil Wayne and Drake got into a little thing. You know, because Drake was messing with Lil Wayne's girl.
Oh, yeah, about that.
Yes.
Something about
yes.
Trey smashed his baby
yes.
mother or ex-girl or
yes.
something.
Yes. While he
that's
was
crazy. What's
exactly.
up with that? What's up yeah. with that? What was that all about?
Drake, I mean, Lil Wayne ended up writing a little, you know, I hear a book of it. I don't even know. But basically, Drake went to go visit him in jail. It was like, yeah, you shouldn't mess with her like that. I fucked her. I was like, how you just throw it out there? Like, how you just go to your spoken friend, your spoken, you know.
Your mentor, when is his
right,
mentor? When put him
mentor.
On?
Exactly. Go visit him and tell him you mess with his girlfriend. Like, what kind of low down? See, Drake is just, I'm telling you, he's disrespectful. I don't, his music is good, but him as a person, I wouldn't even mess with him like that. At all.
Well, so you're telling me, I mean, because this is crazy hearing this from a female. As many females, he's like the modern day LL Cool J. So you're telling me that your panties aren't soaking wet when you hear Drake rap, like all
hell
the rest
no.
of these other females?
Hell no. Hell no. Drake is not a self-punk to me at all. Like, he's not even cute in it. If he was cute, then maybe. But he's not even that. Like, he's a horrible person, and he's just all over the place. He's disrespectful. No, I wouldn't even, no, not at all.
We are having a revolution here on CBR for the first time. In CBR history, we have a woman that says that she is not fond of Drake. This is a. We must go on. I don't know. It must go on rain, or it's going to be some rainbows or full moons or something, because this is just not typical. Every woman I know, like, if they like hip hop, they love Drake. Point blank. Who's the greatest rapper? Drake. Drake. That's all I hear when it comes to the ladies. So this is new for me.
No, his music is dope. Don't get me wrong. His music is up there. I love it. But I said him as a person. I don't know.
So you wouldn't date him?
No, I wouldn't date him. I wouldn't even talk to him. I might just chill with him maybe for the time being, and that be it. But nah, as a person, I wouldn't mess with him at all. He's not real. He's not loyal. He didn't mess around. Yeah, he didn't mess around on like half of his crew. Tyga, Lil Wayne. You know, it's too much for him. He's too much.
Man, I'm surprised he ain't smashed Nicki. From my understanding, Nicki is the one that made that not happen. Did you see the interview with Angie Martinez when she was asking about? Angie mess around with people. She was saying, so would you ever date Drake or whatever? And she was like, she's like, you know how Nicki Minaj is. That's like,
right.
like my brother or something. Like, ew. But you can tell. You know, it's a song I hear on the radio where Drake and Wayne both are saying how they would smash Nicki. Did you hear that song?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Nicki is on the song. It's like the weirdest thing. I thought it was really creative, but it's really weird because they are really on the song saying how they would, especially Drake. I could tell from, like Wayne said, I'd do da-da-da-da-da-da, and he went on to another topic. Drake's whole verse was saying, yeah, when we left that concert, girl, you don't know how I wanted to just, you know, like his, you could tell Drake's lyrics, like Drake wanted to hit that so bad. You could tell from like his verse. And I'm like, damn, I really personally think the only reason why they probably ain't smashed, from what we know they didn't smash, the only reason why, not because of Drake, it's because of Nicki, because Nicki's like,
exactly.
Nah, I can't do it. Like, nah, I think he's right. dying to hit that.
Exactly. I feel he was too. I mean, if it wasn't for Nicki, you know, wouldn't have said no, I'm pretty sure they would have, because Drake is just that type of person. I don't expect Drake not to do anything. Like, if I don't hear Drake doing nothing, it's a problem.
Yeah, like, it's becoming a common thing, right?
Right. Like, just recently, he offended a Canadian politician, like, disrespectful. In the middle of a Washington Wizards, you know, heated playoff series, he went to dap up the star of the whole thing in the middle of it. He couldn't wait until afterwards. He was just
he went to do what?
Dap up
he zapped up a Washington Wizards star in the middle of the playoff series.
Really?
Zapped him up. Yes, he just stopped the whole thing, zapped him up, and that was it. Like, in the middle of it all,
he zapped up the star of the whole team. He couldn't even wait or anything.
You got that money, man. You just, you know, you it's a whole new world. You are a star,
even fans were disrespected at the time. You know, even the people in the stadium, everyone was disrespected because they felt like he could have waited, which in my eyes, you couldn't wait. Like, a Dap can't wait. You give somebody Dap couldn't wait until the end of the playoff series. Like, you had to Dap him that you know, much. You just had to Dap him up.
You know what? Nothing really surprises me when it comes to celebrities now, though. Seeing the stuff I see happen, like, you see celebrities just do all types of stuff and get it. It's like, other than cold-blooded murders, like, the only time you'll probably see a celebrity actually, like, really, really actually pay some real repercussions. Like, cold-blooded murder and not paying your taxes. Uncle Sam will back you, but you better pay Uncle Sam what you owe Uncle Sam. That's right. They will turn their back on you if you don't pay them what you owe them. You notice the celebrities that have done, like, really, really bad things and not do jail time. R. Kelly is, like, the poster child of that. But celebrities, like, look at Wesley Snipes. He did, like, I don't know, a few years in jail over some tax, like, you know, owing tax money or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Government wants that money.
And one day, we got your back, man. You can piss on 12-year-old girls, and you can run somebody over with your car and call it an accident. You can whatever. But you make sure we got that tax money. You just make sure we got that tax money. That's all.
Right.
It must be. What do you think it's like being a celebrity? Like, what do you think that would feel like just knowing you have that type of... I'm not talking about a rock. I'm talking about an A-list celebrity. What do you think it's like knowing you have that type of star power and that money that can pretty much buy your way out of court? Like, how do you think that would actually feel, having that type of, like, power?
Gosh. You know, I can't even tell you because, you know, I'm not there. But, you know, if I did, I would use it in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Because how they're using it now is just ridiculous. Like you said, you can piss on a 12-year-old girl and get away with it. It's just too much. I would use it a different way because, that's just doing too much. I couldn't even tell you because I'm not even in that position. But type of stuff that happens, oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know.
You telling me that person... Like, that person you despise of, like, your worst enemy. If you are, if you had that money, you had that pull of a celebrity that you wouldn't get even when you got your money straight, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I got something for you now.
You know,
go bust all this. Hey, get somebody $1,500 real quick. Go bust all the windows and blow the car up. Just blow the whole car. Bust all the windows and blow the car up. And busted that house windows too. Just go ahead. Just vandalize everything.
Bust it off. Yes, I would want to. I'm not even gonna lie. I would want to. But you know, the good
side. I'm talking about that one that smashed your baby father. The baby father on the eve of your wedding.
The eve of your wedding.
So your ex-fiance / baby father and your best friend smashed them the night before and then confessed to you the morning of the wedding.
Oh, that person.
I'm talking about that person.
You had to take it there. Yeah, I was trying to do some things. I was trying to do some things for that one. But you know, I'll try to. I'll try not to. But I would do some things. I would... probably pay somebody, you know, do a little something.
I'm not going to. Even if I was a judge, if I hear that story, as long as that person wasn't, like, murdered or beat, like, you know, like, to a bloody pulp, paralyzed type stuff.
Right.
As long as it wasn't nothing brutal like that, I would have to see. That's why I couldn't be a judge. Because the hood side of me is going to, like, you know, the street side, you know, the part that understands, like, how the streets play and how people feel. You know what I mean? That part is going to come out. Like, screw the law sometimes. Like, if something I don't agree, like, in a situation like that, I'm like, hey, man, you did what you had to do. See, I couldn't be a judge because I got too much urbanness in me. I got too much of that urban influence in me.
Yes.
So the part to understand the streets is going to come out, and in situations like that, you would not get convicted in my courtroom. The first thing, it's going to turn. You're not even going to be the defendant no more. It's going to be her. It's going to be the one that smashed your fiance. Like, hold on, why did you smash her fiance? What was that all about? What were you doing the night of the wedding? Like, the night before the wedding, what was that all about? We're going to be talking about that. We ain't going to be talking about, you know, you cracking her upside the head with a 40 bottle.
Oh, gosh. I know to come to your court if I do.
Hey, man, come to the CBR courtroom, man. It's real down there, man. We keep it street over here.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Hey, so you know what, man? It was a pleasure chopping it up with you. And, you know, like I said, we got a guest later on, but we're going to go ahead and take a break. And I want to thank Miss Tempest for joining us tonight.
No problem.
And, you know, we're going to you're welcome back anytime, Miss Tempest. And, hey, man, we talking the whole Diddy and Drake incident. So anybody that's have any thoughts or comments, you can hit us up on email, realbattleratradio@gmail.com. You can also use that email address to find our Facebook. And after we take a break, when we come back, we're going to get you our guests. But let's show Miss Tempest some love for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, and Miss Tempest, you know, I'm going to chop it up with you off air. We got some things to talk about. And meanwhile, everybody, y'all stay tuned. We'll be back shortly, and we're going to get to our guests.
Hi, Tempest.